This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Haryana today. During his Rajasthan visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Rising Rajasthan Global Summit 2024 at Jaipur Exhibition and Convention Centre. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. More than 5,000 business and trade representatives, diplomats and investors, delegates and other participants will attend the Grand Investment Summit. MOUs worth 30 lakh crore rupees have been signed for investment proposals prior to the summit. Representatives from 32 countries are expecting 32 countries are participating in the investment summit, with 17 of them being the partner countries. In the afternoon, the Prime Minister will launch the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana. This scheme is designed to empower women aged between 18 to 70 years who have passed matriculation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar presented India's comprehensive strategy for West Asia at the Manama Dialogue, emphasizing the region's critical importance to India's economic and strategic interest. Speaking at the concluding plenary session of the dialogue, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India conducts annual trade worth $170 to $180 billion with the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, Iran and Iraq, while trade with Mediterranean nations amounts to $80 to $90 billion. Dr. Jaishankar projected India's growth trajectory, stating that as a nearly $4 trillion economy expected to double this decade, India's engagement with the region will only deepen. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh left for Moscow on a three-day visit to Russia. The Defence Minister and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 21st meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow on Tuesday. The two leaders will review the entire range of the multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence, including military-to-military and industrial cooperation. As part of the visit, Mr. Singh will also commission the Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth-guided missile frigate, INS Sushil, at Yantra Shipyard, Kaliningrad, today. In Punjab, protesting farmers suspended their foot march to Delhi for the day. It has been learned that farm leaders will decide their next plan of action after having a meeting among themselves. Our Jalandhar correspondent reports, earlier a group of farmers resumed their protest march on foot towards Delhi yesterday but were stopped by the Haryana police at the Shambhu border in the absence of any permissions to move to Delhi. Former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his family have arrived in Moscow after fleeing from the Middle East, where they have been granted asylum by Russia. A leading Russian media outlet, citing a Kremlin source, reported that Assad and his family were granted asylum for humanitarian reasons. Russia, an ally of Syria, emphasized the need to restart negotiations for a resolution to the situation in Syria under the overall guidance of the United Nations. Earlier, Assad stepped down as president of Syria and left the country after rebel forces seized control of the capital, Damascus. Meanwhile, Indian embassy continues to remain operational in Damascus, Syria. The External Affairs Ministry said the embassy is in touch with all Indian nationals and they are safe. In cricket, Australia defeated India by 10 wickets in the second test match at the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Adelaide Oval. And that's the end of this news bulletin.